What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Climbing here, High Point Panthers. We had him on the show earlier this year and last year. So doing great things. Flynn, good to talk to you again, my man. I just going over in High Point, brother.
Oh man, doing good, man. Good to talk to you again. Great for having me back.
Yes, sir, man. Hey, man, you having a heck of a year so far. Already 20 wins, 13 wins at home, 81 in the Big South, man. So just talk about how happy you are with your team this year and how they've been playing and growing and getting better and stacking days every day, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've had a lot of winning going on here the past few years. So sometimes, you know, people just expect it to keep coming. But like you said, it's an everyday choice by these guys to show up, compete, and, you know, give everything they got. It's hard to go 20-4, you know. Now, we have a ton of things that we're still trying to improve on. You know, we're all trying to get better till March, and we've had some slip-ups. We've had some bad moments for sure. But overall, man, you got to be proud of your team when they're coming through as much as these guys have come through.
No doubt, Flynn. Talk about that piece, man, of not letting winning make you complacent and kind of go against your habits. Because sometimes natural inclination is we're good. And it's hard to kind of coach hard when you're winning all the time, but really getting those small details that really matter come March. So talk about making sure your guys stay focused on the process, though you win a lot, and cleaning up those things that you must clean up to win when it really counts in March.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you hit it on the head. Like, human nature is our biggest battle that we fight every day. And it's not just fighting our players to keep them on track. It's staff, too. It's myself, too. Like, you know, you start winning, people telling you how great you are, man. You got to just focus on the process. If you're process-oriented, you don't get too high, you don't get too low, even when things aren't going well. It goes both ways. So that's what we try to be about is, are we winning this practice? Are we winning this rep? Are we winning this film session? You know, and when we stack that all up, it leads to the results you want. You don't get too high, too low with whatever the results of these games come.
No doubt, man. You already played a tough game with Charleston Southern at their place, 84-82. So talk about the fact that your guys are winning even clutch time games right now and having to play on the road against the guys you're going to play tomorrow night, but just knowing how to make those right winning plays when the pressure is maximized.
Yeah, that's been an interesting thing for us is that we've won our last two close games. We've had 20 wins, but 18 of those wins have come by double digits. So we haven't had that many close ones. But we dropped our first couple close games. We dropped a close one to Southern Illinois where we kind of had a bad turnover at the end of the game when we had the ball for the last shot. And then we dropped a game to App State where we had, you know, almost a 99% win chance with about 30 seconds left where we missed free throws and had turnovers and whatnot. So we didn't handle the end of the game in those two losses well. And then we did handle it well against Charleston Southern. And we did handle it well the other night against Presbyterian when we had a 3-point game. So, you know, kind of because we've been winning games by so much, our guys haven't had a ton of experience in the pressure situation end of the game, you know. So I'm proud that we've pulled our last two out, and the Charleston Southern was the first one. And they've been a tough team, and they've lost a lot of close games. I don't know if I've seen anybody lose this many close games. They've had, like, in our league right now, they've lost 4 overtime games, I think it is, and, like, then a couple other 1 or 2 possession games on top of that. So they could easily be sitting in first place right now, you know, is how good they are. So they gave us a tough battle down there, but I was proud of how we finished that one, and we're going to have to bring a similar effort to get it done again.
No doubt, man. And you know what's also good about that, man, because you say we both know it's February 3rd now, man. It's going to get tougher and tougher. So you got to get that practice of doing it right there, because we can drill it in practice all we want to situations. It's not the same pressure, you know. So doing it live and in color is the way to get that experience doing it and get learning by time on task.
No doubt, no doubt. And, you know, that goes with what most programs are dealing with this year is a bunch of new guys, too. So not just individuals going through these moments together, but a collection of players who are going through this thing for the first time together, most of them, experiencing that together as a group is part of the growth of the season. And you're seeing a lot of teams this year, they don't look exactly the same that they looked at the start of the year. Like, some teams are getting a lot better, in particular teams that have young guys playing, like Furman, for example. Like, we jumped on them that first game. And they have a freshman point guard. Well, you flash forward to today, they've been getting better throughout the year, and that kid's been getting better. Like, and they're a completely different team now. Well, we also, I think, are a different team than we were when we started the year. We have more togetherness. We're tougher on the defensive end. You know, so it goes for all everybody. So even if you're getting a bunch of portal guys who are talented and whatnot, there's still a process of those guys gelling together also. And I think we've been going through that process pretty well.
Defensively, averaging 11 steals a game and having pressure on the ball. Talk about that piece of making sure your guys, while you're playing fast offensively, doing this offensive ability, focus on at that end of the floor, because it's so important to get stops and when it counts, of course, and just kind of get out in your early offense by getting steals in that way, and pick sixes that you want to do.
Yeah, I mean, forcing turnovers has become more of a thing in our defense this year. We are currently 10th in the country in turnover defense percentage. And then we're also first in the country in turnover offense percentage, so not turning it over. So you combine those two numbers, we're top in the country in turnover margin. That's a big deal for us, especially when you're getting to the conference tournament. It becomes a possession game. And if you're winning that turnover battle at that rate, obviously that gives you a good chance to win. So we focused a lot this summer on just creating more on the defensive end, creating more turnovers, getting our hands up, being more active, being a little more aggressive, you know. And it hasn't been every game. We've had some really bad ones, you know, where we haven't had it. But when we have our effort on the defensive end and we're getting deflections, it's a double-edged sword, because it leads to a lot of fast break points on offense. So, you know, we're very much have become a pressure defensive team, and we don't really full court press a ton either. It's pressure in the half court, and our guys have done a good job doing it.
No doubt, and pressing that ball would definitely cause turnovers and get you out in transition real, real fast. And like you said, turnover margin feels very well. Like, I was going to ask you about it. It's the value in that basketball, because that's very important. You're limiting that, because we know you can't defend pick six. We can't defend pick six. That can't happen. But limiting that, and how do you go about that in practice, trying to get guys to understand the value of the ball, making the right pass, not jumping the pass and do crazy stuff like that. So talk about that piece of value in that basketball, because yeah, for me, playing basketball starts with everything for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it started with the guys we recruited, you know, just like how they played the game. Like Rob Martin and Conrad Martinez, our 2-point guards, were very good assist-to-turnover guys before they got here. And then now that they're here, you know, and it's the same thing we did the last couple of years, is I try to very much teach our guys fundamentals, playing off 2 feet, pass fake, shot fake, make the simple play. You know, we don't need to make the highlight play every time. So that's on the offensive side. And then on the other side, we just did a ton of work on, like, getting our hands up, being in the stance, getting deflections. We really become a deflection program. Our goal every game is to have 40-plus deflections. We haven't lost a game where we've had 40 deflections or more. So that's just kind of how we've built that great turnover margin. Then you hit it right on the head. It's like, conference tournament games come, and protecting that ball is a huge deal. It's just a huge, huge deal when you get to these 1-2 possession games in March.
No doubt. Also, with that rebounding, the possession game as well, getting the defensive glass on the rebound, and offensively too, create more possessions for yourself, because we both know the offensive rebound, you kick out for an open three, most likely you're going to be able to knock something down because people are crashing inside there. So talk about how owning the glass is very important in the possession game when games get very, very close as well.
Yeah, so those are the two ways that you win the possession game, is turnovers and rebounding, right? And getting extra rebounds and not extra shots off offensive rebound, and not giving the other team extra shots by getting defensive rebounds. So part of the reason we've been so aggressive defensively is that, you know, we did have the number one offensive rebounder in the country the last 2 years in Juslin Bodo. And we don't have that this year. We have a group effort on the offensive glass. So we are on the glass. Just quite frankly, we're an average team right now. I would like to be a little better. We're slightly above average on the offensive glass, and we're about average on the defensive glass. We're making up for that in the turnover margin. But, you know, we want to continue to be better and better on the glass. So, you know, we lost the best rebounder in the country last year. He was top 10 on the defensive glass and number one on the offensive glass. That's not something you just make up, you know. And when somebody's number one in the country at something, that ain't coaching. That's talent. You know, that's talent by that dude right there. So we have done enough on the glass to have a good team. But I think you're right. If we're going to do this thing in March and win this conference tournament, we're going to have to be even better at it.
And you're doing a good job sharing the ball, too. Most guys in the double figures. Talk about how important it is for your guys to really have that mentality of getting my guy a great shot rather than me having a good shot, because that's very, very important. If you're making open shots, you're going to make a lot of them, most likely. You know, it's been taking them maybe a good one, but he really wide open when he can get him some rhythm going that way. Talk about your guys buying that mindset of going from good to great.
Yeah, so, you know, we're an analytics offense. We want to take the first great shot we have. We don't want to pass up a great shot to hope we get another great shot. So I'm big on, you know, shooting the transition three. But I want to combine that with the offensive rebounding effort. And then we really are if we don't like what we have in transition, then we very much are a shot selection team. Like, we need to create a catch-and-shoot three or a shot at the rim. And then we save the pull-up jumpers off in the two-point area for the late shot clock. You know, and that has led to now – for the third year in a row, we're top 10 in the country in raw offensive efficiency. And then this season is actually the most efficient we've had. So in the end, it's the most efficient in the history of the Big South Conference. And then last year's team was the second most efficient, and the 23-24 team was the third most efficient. So we have a system of creating, you know, high quality, efficient looks, and then talented players creating their own shot late in the shot clock. But I mean, how we do it is very pro style, the shots we're looking for. And that's really what I sell to our guys in recruiting. And it's a process for them to understand a lot of times, coming from different programs. But like, they all say they want to play at the next level. Mm-hmm. Well, how we're playing the game offensively is how they play at the next level. And there's no discussion about it. You know, these are the shots that they're looking for, and you fit these roles of guys who can get to the basket, straight line drive, catch and shoot, you know, and shoot in transition, and great offensive rebounders. You know, those are the things that the pro teams are looking for. Those are the teams that good college offenses are looking for. That's all we're looking for, you know. And our guys are doing a good job. They're obviously doing a good job when you look at our numbers.
Yeah, because you're 50% from two, 36% from three, so you can't go wrong there. You cause a defense conflict, which is what you want to do, of course. So you're doing it. You're right about that. Me being in the NBA the way I am. Yes, blisters. He's telling you the truth. They want the sharp profile, high point. It's what the Atlanta Hawks do all the time. Trust and believe.
Yeah, that's right. And the reason we do it is because it works. It just works. It leads to good offense, really good, efficient offense. You know, I've had people trying to figure out, oh, what's the secret to what you're doing? The secret to what we're doing is skill work and shot selection. That's what it is. It's really that simple. It's not too complicated outside of that.
No doubt, man. You're doing a hell of a job with that, man, for real. I love watching what you all do, and I turn on you watching the ESPN. I love watching what resembles what I'm used to anyway.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
I love appreciate it, man. So, man, talk about the Big South as a conference, Flynn. Like you said, Charleston Southern could be in first place. Let's get that played. So from top to bottom, man, let's talk about how tough it is every night in the Big South. People don't understand. It might be a major conference, but it's a top major conference with talented coaches and players up and down the league.
Yeah, it's an interesting league because it's like it feels like anybody can beat anybody, you know. And then our first year here, 23-24, you know, we won the regular season, and our only loss at home was to the team that finished last in the league in Upstate. They had finished last, and they come in and beat us at home. You know, we just played Presbyterian. Every single time we've played Presbyterian, it's been a close game the whole time. So when you're looking around this league, anybody can beat anybody. I think, obviously, Winthrop has taken a big step forward, and they've done a really good job. You know, they're a borderline top 100 team right now. So everybody's kind of looking at us as, and Winthrop on the outside as the two contenders for this. But, you know, Radford is so darn talented. Longwood is super talented. Asheville is super – like, any of these teams in that tournament can pull it off, you know, just like you said. So us and Winthrop are the clear favorites in everybody in outside's mind. But I think if you ask – obviously, you're asking me, and if you ask their staff as well, I mean, anybody can beat anybody in this league. That's just how it goes, man.
Well, no doubt. Well, Flynn, good to have you on the show again, brother. I hope I'm talking to you again in March. Let's hope we can talk again in March after you win that championship. I just do a coach us as well, man.
Well, I appreciate you. Yep, that'll be a fun one if we can get it done, man.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, be safe and stay warm out over there, man. Get out of that snow, my brother.
Appreciate you. Yep, you stay warm out there too, all right?
All right, man. See you. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you too.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King. We'll be right back.